So I just want to share a brief Christmas meditation. I just want us to linger for a moment over part of what the angels say in those Bethlehem skies. After delivering the message to the shepherds, the messenger angel is joined by what the scriptures say is a multitude of the heavenly host. I suspect the host of heaven is probably capable of a good many things. There's a story in the Old Testament where one angel takes out 185,000 Assyrians in one night. So a whole army of such critters, probably good for a lot of things. But what heaven's host does over Bethlehem is sing. Heaven's host sings praises to God. And they say two things. They say in the very highest places, there is glory to God. And then they also say on earth, peace to men and women. Peace to people who are recipients of God's favor, who are the recipients of God's grace. I want us to think of that second part, that peace, to people whom God is favoring on earth. Peace is a very big word. It's a word that has a comprehensive meaning. It's a word that has a very broad setting. It's the Hebrew word shalom. And the word shalom covers a lot of ground. Covers all the stuff out there. If it's out there, shalom kind of like applies to it, covers it. All the happenings, all the problems, all the situations of the human race. People in relationship to God covers that. People in relationship to each other. People harassed by enemies, attacked by enemies. People distressed by hurtful circumstances. People in broken relationships, people in difficult situations. So all the stuff that's out there, the word shalom, peace, applies and touches those situations. And it doesn't just cover stuff out there, it covers all the stuff inside too. All the turmoil that can be within the human breast, the upheaval, the restlessness that can be within the human soul. Shalom applies to that. So included is psychological well-being, psychological happiness. What you feel inside, what you know inside, shalom applies to that. So it's a big word. It covers all the stuff out there, all the situations, happenings, people, circumstances, covers all the stuff in here that's felt, that's thought, that's experienced. So peace on earth has pretty far-reaching implications, pretty comprehensive scope. It's rather amazing that the angels, this host of heaven, claim that the birth of a boy in Bethlehem brings peace on earth. The angels sing of peace, but when we look around or when we read history, peace doesn't seem to be all that prominent, or at least it doesn't seem to be working very well. Peace doesn't seem to be too evident on earth. Doesn't seem to be too evident in individual lives. Doesn't seem to be too evident in societies, between nations. I mean, there's lots of unpeaceful things that continue to occur on earth since Christ was born in Bethlehem. Nations still go to war with each other. There's still terrorism. Accidents still happen. There are natural disasters that cause hardship and suffering. There's violent crimes. Loved ones still die. There's a lot of people who are poor. There's economic hardships. There's social injustices. There's political corruption. The angels proclaim peace on earth, and then we ask Jonathan, what's the main prayer request? And he says there's lots of turmoil and strife, fighting in the area where they're trying to minister. So bad things continue to happen. Bad things continue to happen to good people. And of course, what's true of the earth in general can happen to each one of us as individuals. Jobs can be lost. We still at times have to visit the hospital, either to see a loved one or perhaps for you yourself to be admitted. Still have to attend funerals. Cemeteries still exist. Relationships can be filled with tension. Relationships can be broken. There are still enemies. People in general, and us in particular, we still make plenty of mistakes. Mistakes that disrupt. Mistakes that injure and wound. So what's true of the earth in general, there can still be very unpeaceful things happening in our own hearts and in our own lives and in our own relationships. So the angels sing of peace on earth. But there doesn't seem to be a lot of peace. And things and happenings that are disruptive to peace continue to be present and continue to affect us. Obviously, the birth of Jesus in Bethlehem many years ago does not guarantee, either for the earth or for you or me in particular, the birth of Jesus in Bethlehem doesn't guarantee there will be no accidents in 2014. Jesus' birth doesn't guarantee that there will be no job losses among us, that all medical tests will show good results. Jesus' birth in Bethlehem doesn't mean there won't be any bad storms, either in a metaphorical sense or in an actual sense, that there won't be any ill winds that blow, that no misfortunes come our way. Jesus' birth in Bethlehem does not mean that the trouble and the sorrow that's known on earth might not find me or might not affect you in the coming weeks, in the coming years. So why do the angels sing of peace on earth? When hardly, since Jesus' birth, hardly anything on earth has changed. The things that take away peace and cause a lack of peace, hardly any of those things have changed. So why do they sing of peace on earth? The realities of the earth, the realities of people on earth, they all continue. And often those things that continue tend not to be very peaceful. So why do they sing in Bethlehem of peace on earth among men with whom God is pleased? The angels do not sing of peace because they are analyzing or because they're forecasting the circumstances and the happenings of earth. The angels don't sing of peace because they feel like the nations are learning to get along better. They don't sing of peace because they recognize that people are learning to be kinder and gentler, and more patient than they used to be. The angels don't sing of peace because they've just seen the employment numbers and they notice that they're dropping, so unemployment is low. Or because the weather is going to be really nice for the next 6 months. They don't sing of peace because they see on their horizon that there's going to be cures from some diseases that cause lots of suffering on people. Rather, the angels sing of peace. They sing of peace for people. Sing of peace for people on earth because a Savior is born to them. It's the tidings of the Savior for people that makes them sing. It's the tidings that a Savior is born that means peace for people on earth. That's why they sing. sad tidings of the Savior who is Christ the Lord, that people's stories can now be stories of shalom, can now be stories of peace in all its comprehensiveness and all its scope. So here's just a simple point. I believe that you qualify as one of the people the angels were singing about. I don't know all of you really well, but I'll be generous and include you even if I don't know you well. I believe you qualify as one of the people the angels were singing about over Bethlehem. If we had the time, I maybe would go around the room and name each one of you. You, Kimmy. You, Kirk. I'll call my kids in the front row. You, Jordan. You, Carl. You, John. You qualify. Now put your own name in there for a second, that the angels were singing about you, because you're one of the people who have been shown favor from God. You are one of the people who have known God's love, His attention, His goodwill has been shown to you. So they were singing about you, people of goodwill, people who are recipients of God's grace. So you qualify. So since you are on earth, and since you qualify as one of those for whom the angels were referencing in their song, I pray that what the angels announced that night over those Bethlehem skies, that would characterize your life. That it would characterize your story. That yours would be a story of peace. That yours would be a life that's lived in peace. I pray that you know peace. I pray that you live in peace. Not because everything in your current situation is peaceful. And not because situations and circumstances in the world are improving. Not because the world's looking up. That's not why I want you to know peace. In fact, I don't know about you, I'm a little tangent here for a second. I have found for myself at several times this holiday season being rather sad. The godlessness, the prominence of the secular perspective in our society seems to be increasing, doesn't it? I mean, the ignorance and the distortion, the godlessness of our time makes me sad. So, signs that the world is improving, or that the world is getting it, or that things are looking up, peace will soon be here. So it's not because of circumstances or improvements in the world that I'm hoping yours is a story of peace. And it's not because what happens to you in the world in this coming year will 100% of the time demonstrate peace. You'll never get sick, there will be no diseases, no sorrows, no troubles, no economic difficulties, no hurt in relationships, no challenges. Everything will just be peaceful in the coming year. Not in your personal circumstances, in your personal relationships. I want yours to be a story of peace. I want you to live in peace because Jesus, your Savior, was born in Bethlehem. To be at peace because a Savior has been given to you, to us. A Savior who is Christ the Lord. He will be your peace. He will be our peace. He is the reason that little baby laid in the manger 2,000 years ago. He is the reason that comprehensively, in a huge scope, all the stuff out there, all the situations and happenings out there, all the stuff in here, He's the reason that we can have peace, both within and without. Jesus is the reason that far as the curse is found, he will make his glories known. You know that verse, to joy to the world. Wherever the curse has reached from the fall, he's come, that his glories might touch that, and he will bring peace. There is no situation, there's no circumstance, there's no happening. There's nothing that has happened in your past. There's nothing that's currently going on in your life or in your relationships. There's nothing that's going to happen in the future that will not, in the end, be okay for you. It will be okay for you because Jesus was born in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago. So I want to very much encourage you, as you live in the midst of a very unpeaceful earth, lots of unpeaceful happenings, and as you walk through kind of the circumstances and the happenings that come your way, some of which I know are not peaceful, they cause upheaval, they cause injury, they cause hurt. It's possible that we will gather in 2 weeks with many of us in tears for some sorrow that has come our way that we didn't anticipate. But there is nothing that's happened in your past, nothing that's currently going on, whatever your situation right now, either with yourself or in the world, and nothing that's going to happen, not in the coming year, not in the coming years, that there's nothing that for you won't be okay. Because you, as a person whom God has graced and whom God favors, for you, he gave a Savior. He gave Christ the Lord. He will bring peace. He will make it okay. So this exhortation, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. Don't let the news rule in your hearts. Don't let human circumstances, trouble and sorrow, don't let that rule your heart. Let the peace of Christ rule in your heart. So I think you qualify, you personally, you qualify. The angels were singing about you. And as unlikely as it sounds, perhaps at the time, but even after 2,000 years, lots of bad things go on in the earth. Have happened, are still happening, are going to happen. The angels, the host of heaven, send peace to those whom God favors, peace to people. I think you qualify as one of those people. Peace to you. Live in peace. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, for to you is born a Savior. Like everything that's out there, everything that's in here will be shalom. Your story will be one of peace because of him. I hope that stirs your heart. Let's close in prayer. Father, we think of that host, that heavenly host over Bethlehem, singing praise to you. Praise for what you have done, giving glory to you for that which you are unveiling and making known and revealing as your Son, your only beloved Son, Father, was born in Bethlehem of Judea. That he was named Jesus and saves people from their sins. Father, we pray that the peace that those angels sang, Father, would be known and walked in, that it would rule our lives as we have come to know your favor and your grace that you've manifested in him. Father, amidst the circumstances and the relationships of our lives, Father, amidst the turmoil and the strife, the godlessness of the world around us, teach us to live in peace because of him, because of Jesus, our Savior, who is Christ the Lord. In his name we pray. Amen.